Good morning. My guests this morning are a group of Rainbow Girls. They consist of Vanessa May, Caitlin Gowdy, and Erin Chapin. So you are going to be performing at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on Saturday, May the 5th. Is that correct?
Indeed. At the Branch Auditorium. It's the first time we're going to do this for them, but we're really excited about it.
Oh, yeah. So describe your act.
We love that question. It's our favorite one. the whole mess of stuff. We just get on stage and run around in circles and blow up kazoos and rattle everybody's chains.
I was trying to describe it to a guy in a coffee shop the other day, and I said it's harmony-driven, entertaining folk.
Well, you know your press release gives you away because it talks about your busking in Europe, and maybe a lot of people in the United States don't really understand who buskers are and what they do, but
right.
I like the idea. How many of the of you are there in total?
There's three of us in total, but when we first started, there were five of us. We used to bus around Europe and then also all the farmers markets on the western half of the United States when we first started.
So when was that? How long ago?
The first summer was 2011.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And we did that four times in a row.
So it's working for you, in other words.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's morphed and changed over the years, you know, as living things do, you know, they grow and they change, but you know, all of those years kind of engaging with other buskers and like playing our own busking set kind of gave us an opportunity to really learn and understand what it meant to perform and really entertain people. I remember we got asked to play at this amazing buskers festival in a little town called Ferrara, Italy, that is a very Italian medieval town with a castle and a cathedral and all of those things. And there were tons of other buskers and thousands of people that come to this city for the festival. And you really learn what it means to perform when you have other people kind of juggling chainsaws and doing dances with all kinds of stuff.
Right.
You learn how to step it up really quick.
Well, listen, just a quick suggestion for you. I think a Buskers Festival here in Sonoma County would be dynamite. I wish you would do it.
Awesome.
Has that ever occurred to you? I'm sure there's buskers coming out of the woodwork here.
Yeah. I remember when we first went to Oregon Country Fair, that's the first thing I thought.
Oh.
Wow, we have to put on a festival here.
Yeah, that would be pretty incredible.
Because the trick is you got to have little nooks for everybody.
Right.
You can't just have everyone in the same plaza.
Right.
Blast their music. Because then there's too much going on. You can't hear it. So you have to have a location where there can be little bends and winds and turns and, you know, different areas where people can play close to each other without hearing with their
seems to me that that's attainable, though.
Totally. It makes a lot of sense, though, to engage with it in Europe and all across all of those countries because the busking scene there is so vibrant. There are people that make a living off of doing that kind of work. And I feel like in the United States, that's not as common. It definitely happens in places like big cities like New Orleans or New York City and stuff like that. But the vibrancy of the busking community in Europe is something that would be amazing to have here in the United States.
It's up to you to do it. Listen, thanks for coming on the telephone. And let's tell people that the Rainbow Girls will be playing Saturday, May 5th, 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. For tickets, brown paper tickets, or get them at the door at the Brent Auditorium. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.